Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Read items 1A and 2A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B or C, for each item.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Listen again and check your answers.
I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart, buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Read items 3A and 4A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B or C, for each item.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Listen again and check your answers.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Let's start with Peter the Great. And why was he called the Great?
Well, he was called the Great because he achieved so much. He modernized Russia. He brought in modern military, modern artillery, modern technology, Western experts, Western forms of government. And he modernized the military to the extent that they could defeat the greatest military power in Europe of their day, Sweden. And he did all of this really through the force of his personality.
Listen again and check your answers.
It would start with Peter the Great. And why was he called the Great?
Well, he was called the Great because he achieved so much. He modernized Russia. He brought in modern military, modern artillery, modern technology, Western experts, Western forms of government. And he modernized the military to the extent that they could defeat the greatest military power in Europe of their day, Sweden. And he did all of this really through the force of his personality.
Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
And despite all the rational reasons and the wonderful Swedish methods of government, he was always basically an autocrat. Whatever he said was the government. He was everything. And he was the ultimate personal ruler of Russia. He was a genius, but he was also a monster. You know, he took part in the beheadings of his enemies. He tortured his own son to death. He was fascinated with the human body, dismantling it. And some of his entourage had a sore tooth. He insisted on pulling it out himself. Another one had a bad foot. Off went the foot. So after that, if you had a sore arm or a bad tooth or a sore ear and you were in Peter the Great's entourage, you made sure you never mentioned it.
Listen again and check your answers.
And despite all the rational reasons and the wonderful Swedish methods of government, he was always basically an autocrat. Whatever he said was the government. He was everything. And he was the ultimate personal ruler of Russia. He was a genius, but he was also a monster. You know, he took part in the beheadings of his enemies. He tortured his own son to death. He was fascinated with the human body, dismantling it. And some of his entourage had a sore tooth. He insisted on pulling it out himself. Another one had a bad foot. Off went the foot. So after that, if you had a sore arm or a bad tooth or a sore ear and you were in Peter the Great's entourage, you made sure you never mentioned it.
Activity 3. Read items 11A to 14A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
In the United Kingdom, the minimum voting age has been fixed at 18 since the 1970s. This is also the case in most countries across the globe, with the notable exceptions of Austria Ecuador, and Nicaragua. And yet, it goes without saying that our society bears almost no resemblance to the one that existed 50 years ago. So, surely then, it's time for a change? For many people, lowering the voting age to 16 seems like a risky proposition. A substantial proportion of the population argue that teenagers lack the maturity, the understanding, and the motivation necessary to be able to meaningfully cast their ballot in an election. However, in my speech today, I would like to give you three reasons why offering 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote would help rather than hinder democracy in a country such as the UK. Firstly, with the rise of social media, young people are more politically engaged than ever before. Young adults are often depicted in the press as lazy, poorly informed, and apathetic. But actually, we only have to look at the likes of Greta Thunberg, Ixt Gonzalez, and Malala Yousafzai, who had all established themselves as powerful global change makers well before their 18th birthdays, to realise that, in reality, nothing could be further from the truth.
Activity 4. Read items 15A to 17A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Exploring science in the sea. Life in the royal classes has its perks. In some ancient cultures, that even included their own color, purple. The upper crust of the Mediterranean often wore garments dyed purple or a closely related shade of blue with pigments that were worth more than gold. One dye was Tyrian purple, named for the city in ancient Phoenicia where much of it was made. The dyes were produced as early as 4,000 years ago. They were popular among the rich and famous in Phoenicia, Greece, Rome, and elsewhere. The purple, in fact, became a symbol of royalty.
Read items 18A to 20A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
The dyes were made from some related species of sea snails known as murex. The snails produce a mucus that knocks out prey and wards off predators. And that's where the dyes came from. But it took a huge number of snails to make even a small amount of dye. That made the dye expensive. So the dye was reserved for royalty and the richest of the rich. No one is sure just how the dyes were produced. But the steps included leaving thousands of snails to dry in the sun, then boiling them and removing the glands that produced the mucus, a smelly process. But it created rich and beautiful colors for the rich and beautiful classes of the ancient Mediterranean.
Part B. Activity 1. Read items 1B to 5B. Listen and fill in the gaps. One B.
It is 6 o'clock in the morning. You are asleep, cradled in my left arm, and I'm learning the art of one-handed typing. And since you've arrived, days have melted into night and back again. Your mother and I have wanted you and waited for you, imagined you and dreamed about you. And now that you are here,
Two B.
17th of January, 2024. Exactly 3 years ago, I returned to Russia. At the airport, I was arrested, and here I am, 3 years in. And for 3 years, I've been answering the same question. Inmates ask it plainly and directly. Prison administration staff cautiously with the recorders off. Why did you come back?
Three B.
What you need to know, Pickle, is this is not a eulogy because, quite frankly, you don't deserve one. As you're well aware, your behaviour from birth right up to the bitter end was unequivocally terrible. As a pup, you crunched every CD in the house for fun. You chewed through electrical cable and telephone wires, ripped shoes and gobbled up plastic. As an adult, you graduated to raiding fridges and picnics. You stole ice cream from the mouths of infants, jumped onto Christmas tables laden with pudding and cake, and you blithely walked...
Four B.
11th of August, 1913. Very well, go. The loss of a woman is not the end of the world. The sun shines. It's pleasant to swim. It's good to work. My soul can stand alone. But I am deeply, deeply, deeply wounded. You have tried me, and you are not comfortable with me. I cannot bring you peace, or rest, or even fun.
Five B.
I have about £73 in Knaresborough Bank. And we have a nice little parlour downstairs with a blue carpet and an oven on the side of the fireplace. And you could sit all day in the easy chair and knit. And I would drive you to church every Sunday in the spring cart. And I would do all that be in my power to make you happy.
Listen again and check your answers. One B.
It is 6 o'clock in the morning. You are asleep, cradled in my left arm, and I'm learning the art of one-handed typing. And since you've arrived, days have melted into night and back again. Your mother and I have wanted you and waited for you, imagined you and dreamed about you. And now that you are here,
Two B.
17th of January, 2024. Exactly 3 years ago, I returned to Russia. At the airport, I was arrested, and here I am, 3 years in. And for 3 years, I've been answering the same question. Inmates ask it plainly and directly. Prison administration staff cautiously with the recorders off. Why did you come back?
Three B.
What you need to know, Pickle, is this is not a eulogy because, quite frankly, you don't deserve one. As you're well aware, your behaviour from birth right up to the bitter end was unequivocally terrible. As a pup, you crunched every CD in the house for fun. You chewed through electrical cable and telephone wires, ripped shoes and gobbled up plastic. As an adult, you graduated to raiding fridges and picnics. You stole ice cream from the mouths of infants, jumped onto Christmas tables laden with pudding and cake, and you blithely walked...
4B.
11th of August, 1913. Very well, go. The loss of a woman is not the end of the world. The sun shines. It's pleasant to swim. It's good to work. My soul can stand alone. But I am deeply, deeply, deeply wounded. You have tried me and you are not comfortable with me. I cannot bring you peace or rest or even fun.
5B.
I have about £73 in Knaresborough Bank, and we have a nice little parlour downstairs with a blue carpet and an oven on the side of the fireplace. And you could sit all day in the easy chair and knit, and I would drive you to church every Sunday in the spring cart. And I would do all that be in my power to make you happy.
2. Read items 6B to 10B. Listen once and fill in the gaps. Six B.
William and Ellen Craft were slaves from Macon, Georgia.
Ellen was a very privileged slave. She was a lady's maid in the big house. She did not work in the fields like so many other female slaves. William was a carpenter.
Seven B.
But Ellen and William, they were not free. They did not own themselves, they did not own their bodies, and they would not be able to own their children either.
The yearning for a family inspired the Crafts to make a daring escape to freedom in December 1848.
8B.
The escape was an inventive collaboration. Because William was darker skinned than his wife, he accompanied Ellen on the escape by posing as her attentive slave valet. The daughter of an African-American woman and her white master, Ellen looked white.
9B.
For Ellen's escape, she dressed herself as a southern slaveholder, as a white man. To maintain her appearance as a man, she wore trousers, top hat, and short hair.
10B.
The pair embarked on a perilous 4-day journey, traveling by a combination of trains and steamships through major towns like Savannah, Charleston, Fredericksburg, Washington, D.C., and Baltimore. On Christmas Day, they arrived at their destination and their freedom in Philadelphia.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.